talking with former FBI Director Louis Freeh.
Under Presidents Bill Clinton and George W. Bush, now he's a lawyer and consultant. He runs an organization called Freeh Group International Solutions. And we welcome you to the program, Mr. Freeh.
Thank you, Tent, very much. Happy to be here.
Now, your new report concludes that a number of legislative proposals meant to curb the opioid problem here in the U.S. could actually have the opposite effect. What are some of the proposals we've seen, and how could they be doing more harm than good?
Yeah, well, look, the main proposal that we're concerned about and which my report addresses is a idea in the Congress that if they allow for the first time in our history that prescription medicines can be imported into the United States and sold directly to people through internet pharmacies, that this will substantially lower the price of prescriptions, which of course is high, and that the market will actually adjust and return huge savings to people who use prescriptions. So that's the headline in the Congress. The reality, unfortunately, is that the country has had what we call a closed prescription system for decades, and all of our law enforcement folks, our HHS people on the federal level, our state health regulators and pharmaceutical regulators have relied on this system because it gives integrity to the product that's ultimately being consumed, the actual prescription drug. And also the players in the system, whether it's the pharmacist or the shipper or the laboratory where it's being made, we know who they are, and there's controls and oversight. And the other side of it is the law enforcement piece. So this is not counterterrorism. It's not violent crime. Both on the federal, state, and local level, there are very meager law enforcement resources that are addressing what we call fake and counterfeit drugs. And the penalties, by the way, for these offenses are very de minimis, much lower than, you know, dealing in marijuana or dealing in one of the controlled substances. So we're very focused, and the report reflects, I think, a very reasonable conclusion that if you take down the importation barriers and prescription drugs can now flow into the U.S. from Canada, but can be now produced and fabricated in, you know, basements in Asia, the quality here is going to be very much at risk. And the opioid crisis, which, you know, we're looking at 33,000 overdoses just in 2015. We're a little bit behind the year on getting new and updated figures. But everyone, I think, would agree we have an opioid crisis. And, you know, this will not only fuel that, but it will also, in my opinion, encourage a lot of criminal groups and organizations that heretofore have not been involved in this trade, but will see, you know, huge opportunities to enter their market.
Talking with former FBI Director Louis Freeh. So apparently we can either have cheap prescriptions or we can have make progress against this opioid epidemic. What's the best solution here? Is it through reform in healthcare? Is it through new immigration policies, homeland security, policing? What's the solution?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think it's a combination of things. So the law enforcement piece, I think, has to be maintained. I think we probably have to enhance some of our resources, particularly on the federal level, DEA particularly, that, you know, focuses on counterfeit and fake drug prescriptions, but this is not a priority. So they need some resources there. I think, you know, the educational piece on opioid abuse and distribution is critical. We need always more time and attention and resources there. But what we don't need is to, you know, take down the regulation that goes to the heart of what people rely on when you take a prescription drug, which is its safety, its efficacy, and its integrity. And, you know, for decades, every HHS secretary has opposed this. The Canadian authorities have told the Congress in statements that, you know, they will not inspect, oversee, or regulate in any way the prescription drugs that will be imported from Canada into the United States. So, I mean, we have every possible red flag here and warning that this would be, you know, a health and public safety disaster. So whatever we do, and there's some options, we shouldn't be taking down the regulatory controls and the safety oversights of our drugs.
And one final question. You know, we're awaiting the appointment of a new FBI director. From your experience in that job, how difficult is it for an FBI chief to stay independent from the presidential administration he's serving?
I don't think it's difficult at all. I think, if that's your if that's your mission and your commitment and you have an organization that will support that, I think you just draw whatever lines you need to draw and then you abide by them.
Mr. Free, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you.